This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The John Moyle event is on March the 16th and 17th, and I had put this event on our calendar to be held at the Marion RSL. Sadly, I've had only 4 club members put their hands up to participate, and they could only be available for limited hours. I have had to cancel this event. We will now have to rely on club members turning on their HF rigs and giving out numbers to those who are working the event around Australia. The March General Meeting is going to be a buy and sell open to anyone, not only to AHARS members. We found that we have so much stuff to auction. The mini auction has now been put on the calendar for the 11th of May, and it will be held at the Shack. Please remember to take home any items that you do not sell or give away. We cannot dispose of rubbish. We still have a lot of work to do at the Shack site, and Barry and Roy are looking for a band of able-bodied helpers to come and help with fixing the second shed on the site, so it can be a secure storage for the Girl Guides organisation. These Saturday mornings may be on all 4 Saturday mornings over the next month or two, so the work can get done quickly, as the Girl Guides are very keen to get into this shed and start filling it up with their stuff. We may also have to make some of the work bees on weekdays. Barry will send out a mass email outlining the dates and the time of the work bees at the site very soon. Shack mornings usually start at 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on March the 22nd. These lunches start at 12 noon and there is no need to book, just turn up. Your subscriptions for 2019 are due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. You can pay by direct deposit. The details are found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. Gary Percy, VK5OR, is still looking for a new operator to join the 2-metre callback group on Sunday mornings. This is not an onerous task, as there are 6 or 7 operators that take it in turns. Your turn will only come round once every 6 or 7 weeks. If you would like to know more details, send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au and I'll forward Gary's letter to you. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHARS database and you will not receive notification of a number of up-and-coming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHARS to bid at these auctions. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Morning all. At our last activity night, we were treated to a very informative presentation by Andrew, VK5MAS. Andrew walked us through his solar panel design and installation process. Due to receiving electricity accounts each quarter of, to most of us, a very large sum of money, it became necessary to, at least, investigate the pros and cons of such an installation. I won't bore you with the detail, but following some spirited discussion after Andrew's presentation, it became obvious that in the opinion of a couple of other club members who have done exhaustive research on the subject, the more people who install solar, the higher the price we'll get for those of us who have not done so. This sounds very plausible, as one only has to look at private health insurance to see the parallel. The more people who opt out of private health cover, the higher the premiums go in order for the insurers to maintain their profit levels. Major food for thought. Sorry, folks, that was a bit off topic, but I felt it was worth a mention. It appears that our VK5RBT repeater located at Woolooloo still has a problem. The link from Narracourt to VK5RBT is not carrying any audio and will require another look. Hopefully it may get a visit within the next week or so. Our group is pretty busy at the moment as we prepare for a number of major events which will heavily involve a significant number of our members. We have a large and complex car rally rapidly approaching. The Southwest Stages Rally will take place in the Haywood, Victoria area from Thursday the 25th of April until Saturday the 27th and will be a high-tech event, as it will be the first time, in our experience anyway, that cars will be tracked with race safe. In theory, officials will know the position of each and every competitor at all times, and our role will be to communicate messages and safety alerts as required. This will be an interesting exercise. We are also gearing up for the 2019 Generations in Jazz Spectacular, which will have us involved again from Friday the 3rd to Sunday the 5th of May. We plan on having a portable repeater for this event, as it is spread over a fairly large area and comms have been difficult to some of the pavilions in the past. And of course, we are also deep into planning for our 2019 annual convention on the June Queen's Birthday weekend of 8th and 9th of June. Book your accommodation now if you are planning on coming along. That brings us up to date for this week. Thank you for listening. This has been Cole, VK58CF, on behalf of the Southeast Radio Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, back from my motorcycle tour of VK3, and here's all the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Friday night's meeting was very well attended, and Paul, VK5SL, gave a presentation on earthing systems for amateur radio stations. Yeah, and it was followed by a lengthy Q&A period, and certainly helped to enlighten us about this very important part of amateur radio stations. So thanks very much, Paul, for this very informative session. And the Tech Night is on Friday the 22nd of March, and it will be devoted to test gear. So bring along some of your test gear and get some advice from the Northeast Radio Club gurus about how to use this equipment. Always interesting to find out how these pieces of gear that we've got can be used to their full efficiency. So don't forget the Tech Night, Friday the 22nd of March. And, of course, there's a fifth Friday night in this month. So there's going to be a fifth Friday night dinner on the 29th of March. So stay tuned, because Sir Lunchalot is out and about looking for a suitable venue, which we'll advise you in a later broadcast. So don't forget, fifth Friday night dinner, 29th of March. And the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell is on again. It will be Saturday the 27th of April, and it starts at noon at the Modbury West Community Hall. So come along and grab a bargain and a sausage or two from the Northeast Radio Club barbecue. And of course you can also get yourself a table if you want one and sell off some of your precious used equipment. So don't forget the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell, Saturday the 27th of April. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.